This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Greetings in the precious and wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I am Abraham Manuel. Thank you for allowing me to speak to you today. Welcome to K Pulpit. Welcome to my assignment, my destiny. Today, I wanted to talk to you on the principle of uncommon favor. If we read, and when we read, in Esther chapter 2 and 15, we discover how she obtained favor. And it read as follows. Now when the turn came for Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her as his daughter, to go into the king, she requested nothing but what Hegai, the king's eunuch, the custodian of the woman, advised. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all who saw her. When you know that you are greatly blessed, highly favored, and deeply loved, you don't have to depend on self-efforts. Look at the story of Esther. When the king was looking for a new queen, the most beautiful women in the land were all brought into the palace. All the women were given the opportunity to adorn themselves with whatever they desired from the women's quarters before they were brought for an audience with the king. But when it was Esther's turn, she requested nothing but what Hegai, the king's eunuch, the custodian of the woman, advised. And look at the results. Esther obtained favor in the sight of all who saw her. And the king loved Esther more than all the other women. And she obtained grace and favor in his sight, more than all the virgins. So he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen. While the other woman grabbed the best garments, perfumes, and accessories to beautify themselves, Esther did not rely on her own abilities, but submit herself to Hegai, the official who had been appointed by the king to oversee the woman. There was so much wisdom and humility in her decision. Can you see the beauty of Esther? She did not trust in her own efforts. While the woman tried to outdo one another by relying on their own efforts, Esther wisely submitted to the one person who would know the king's preference best. And the result speaks for itself. This incident also demonstrates to us that Esther depended entirely upon the Lord's unmerited favor. You see, when you depend entirely upon the Lord's unmerited favor, you are trusting him and in a position of rest. Esther did not have to struggle. Why? When she rested in the Lord and humbled herself, the Lord promoted her and exalted her above all the other beautiful women. God resists the proud and gives unmerited favor to the humble, according to 1 Peter chapter 5 and 5. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourself unto the elder. Ye all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud and gave grace to the humble. When you humble yourself and cease from efforts to promote yourself and depend on Jesus alone, the Lord himself will be your promotion and increase. Like Esther, you will stand out in a crowd and obtain grace and favor with God and men. There are two major issues in the book of Esther. The first is the dishonor that Vashti communicated to the king, that was now the king's first wife, which led to her banishment. The second issue is Esther's role in preserving her people. Esther's uniqueness and usefulness in the kingdom are emphasized here. She exemplifies resourcefulness and uniqueness. Esther's usefulness was due to her ability to discern and not trivialize the contribution of others. The principle of honor is essential for experience blessing and avoiding destruction. Great people may not rise to their rightful position if they fail to honor the usefulness of others. Honor plays a significant role in God's economy. In God's economy, there are another two spiritual tools highlighted in the book of Esther. The first is discernment, the ability to discern the usefulness of people and objects in your life. The second is honor, not trivializing the contribution of others. Activating these principles can transform your life and replicated Esther's dimension of resourcefulness and usefulness. And this is where we are. And we also discovered that prayer for honor is the first step that you will conceive favor. Let me tell you today, honor is the mother that gives birth to favor. I would love to repeat that to you. Honor is the mother that gives birth to favor. Understanding and embracing this spiritual principle can lead to a transformation in your life. Honor attracts blessings. And the name of the child of honor is favor. Hallelujah. It's favor. I'm talking to you, uncommon favor, the principle of uncommon favor. And so, there was a time, and the woman like Esther said, I found the key. It is dishonor that has been closing the door. Today you are not my husband, but a man of God. I have to remember my home must change. There are many dimensions to every man. You see, that dimension you all know is the one that reaches to you. Your brother is not only your brother. Your brother is also a prophet. He never prophesied to you because the only dimension you call is your brother. And I hope you understand what I'm saying. Many times you get so familiar with people, but God put that person in your life. And we don't honor these people in our life because we know we are so familiarized with that individual. But I'm here to tell you, there is power in honor. We live in a world and culture where dishonor is present everywhere. We hear and see it in the news, on social media, at work, at church, and home. People everywhere talk about how our government and those in authority are doing the right thing and or not doing the right thing. And dishonor them by how they speak about them and expose their weakness. Yeah, there's a lot of things that we don't agree. No, we don't agree. But still, when we don't honor as such the person, but when it comes to the position, that's where God's hand is. In Matthew chapter 10, he that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and neither to receive a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man reward. And so, family, today as we look into the life of this great woman, she was an orphan, but she knew how to honor, and God bring favor into her life. She became the second queen, the authentic queen in the life of a king who accept and embrace her honor. God bless you. May you have an awesome, honorable week. In Jesus' name, amen.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.